If I ever needed God, I needed Him that day. And He was there and He showed up for me. I mean, He showed up. I mean, every time I look at Caitlin today, 10 years old, running, playing, swimming, having a good time, just comes over and attacks Grandma and takes her shopping and all kinds of runs down the road with her and everything else, I think, oh, Lord, without faith and without being obedient to God's Word, that would never have happened. That would not have happened. So, Lord, I want to thank You that You showed me these things in Your Word. And I want to thank You that I obeyed You. And I want to thank You that You do hear my prayers. And every time God does something miraculous, just like I just looked over there and saw Eldon holding up his hand, just worshiping the Lord. I mean, the last healing school, they brought a man in back there that was on oxygen and everything. And Eldon prayed for that man back there, and God instantly healed that man. That man came back to church Tuesday night without oxygen, walking, couldn't talk before, couldn't have enough air. And the guy that brought him, he said, man, since God healed him, said, we can't shut him up. All he does is talk all day, every day. Well, see, he's had all them thousands of words saved up. He wanted to let out, and he couldn't talk. But now he can, because God heard Eldon's prayer. You know, I mean, he's walking in obedience to God's Word. He's in the Word. He's walking pure and holy and clean. He reads this book and he does what it says. But we have all kinds of people that work in the ministry. I could just name several of you today that get those kind of answers to prayer. But God hears the prayers of those that are walking in obedience to His Word. So these things that we're reading here, that when the eye, verse 12, the eyes of the Lord watch over those who do right. Now, you think that's important? Absolutely. Those who do right, and His ears are open to their prayers. So when we ask, and we're walking in obedience to His Word, He said, sure, son, no problem. But if I'm not walking in obedience to His Word, He said, no, who are you? I don't know who you are today. You're a little heathen down here, or you've got some unforgiveness or something, and I ain't listening to your prayer. I don't want to be there. I want God to answer my prayer. I want to walk in obedience. But did He say it's going to be easy to walk in this? Work how?
Hard.
Lord, why is it like this? Let me tell you. If you haven't figured it out yet, you're married to another human being. And they're the opposite sex, I hope. I hope you're not one of those kind that's, you know, got this major problem. And let me tell you, if you're a man and you're married to a woman, that woman don't think like you. She don't act like you. She don't talk like you. Everything she does is different. And if you're a woman, you're married to a man, let me tell you, he don't think like you. He don't act like you. He's different. And God made him like that. And I'll tell you for sure, He made us like that just to put us to the test. I'll tell you for sure. He'll do it, won't He? Yes, He will. That's why He said, work hard at loving one another. He knew it was going to be difficult. And if you've been married 10, 20, 30, 40, 50 years, you still got to work hard at it. You know, it's still hard. There's still going to be times in your life when something's going to happen. Now then, if the closer we walk with God, I believe the less of those complicated problems we'll have. The closer we are with God. Now, all you got to do is get out of church for a week or two or three or four, you know, to get out of the Word for a month, and all of a sudden that darkness begins to sneak back in. You know, it's amazing how the devil can do this. Okay, let's go to Ephesians 5, 21 through 33, and we'll wrap it up on Ephesians 5, 21 through 33. Now, all these things are revolving around worship. What the Lord told us to do. And Ephesians 5, 21, and further, you will submit to one another out of reverence for Christ. Now, you and I are supposed to submit to each other as sons and daughters of God. Supposed to love each other. And then he says, after he says, and further, you will submit to one another. That's talking about the whole body of Christ. Out of reverence for Christ and what He did for us. Then he says, you wives, again we go to the wife. You wife will submit to your husband as you do to the Lord. Now then, every wife is to submit only to her own husband as a man on this earth. Every other man in this church is your equal. If you're a woman, there's no difference between male and female. It is written in God's Word. But He says, you wives must submit to your own husbands as you do to the Lord. Verse 23 and 24. For a husband is the head of his wife, as Christ is the head of His body, the church. He gave His life to be her Savior. As the church submits to Christ, so you wives must submit to your husbands in everything. So who is your head if you're married? Your husband. Your husband, and you must obey him. You know, now, some women will buck up and say, well, I ain't going to obey him. Let me tell you, if you will not obey your husband, you're in total rebellion, and there's every form of witchcraft in your home, and you will not like the devastating things that come into your house. There will be sickness and disease and torment that will come to your house, to you and to your children, when you're out of obedience to the Word of God. Now, as the church submits to Christ, so you wives must submit to your husbands in everything. Verse 25 and 26. And you husbands, in other words, he's got something to say for all of us. And you husbands must love your wives with the same love that Christ showed the church. He gave up his life for her. Now then, you show me a man that loves his wife like that, and I'll show you a home that's happy home. It can't fail. Is that true? Amen. If that husband... Now, I'm going to put the monkey on us to start with, guys. It's our responsibility, according to this book. The husband must love his wife and not just say, well, love her. I do love her. Well, you say, well, when's the last time you told her you love her? Well, I married her 20 years ago, and I told her when I married her I loved her. If I change my mind, I'll tell her. No, that's not loving your wife like Christ loved the church. Now, I've heard men say that. You know, but that's, in fact, if you said, well, I told her 2 or 3 weeks ago, that's not often enough. Amen. You know, if you haven't told her today, you need to tell her that you love her. I love you. Praise the Lord. Does your wife like to be told she's loved?
Yes.
Of course. She loves it. And she's not limited to once a day. I mean, you know, you don't have to just do it once a day. If you tell her 3 or 4 times, she's probably okay with that. You know, most women will not say, well, you told me this morning you love me, that's okay, you don't have to do that again. Most women are not like that. Most of them love to be told that they're loved. And they love for their husband to tell them that they're beautiful, that he loves them, you know. And so, you know, she might be that. Maybe she's been out in the garden planting, and she's dirty and hot and sweaty, and she still loves it. If you come up there and put your arms around her and say, you know, you're the most wonderful thing. I love you so much. I really married the right woman when I married you. And if she's hot and sweaty and everything else, and she's a stinky girl, and you tell her that, she knows you really love her. You know that? Praise the Lord. But that's the way, and that's the kind of love that Christ poured out upon the church. And you husbands, you must love your wives with the same love Christ showed the church. And he gave up his life for her. Now, if you love your wife like that, you'll have a good wife. And it says he gave up his life for her to make her holy and clean, washed by baptism and God's word. Now then, the next couple verses. He did this to present her to himself as a glorious church without a spot or wrinkle or any other blemish. Instead, she'll be holy and without fault. Now, if Christ loved the church like that, so we could be like that, if a man loved his wife like that, his wife will be like that. She'll be spotless, and she won't go out and run around on him. She will be that wonderful, blessed woman. Then it says in verse 28, in the same way, husbands ought to love their wives as they love their own bodies. For a man is actually loving himself when he loves his wife. If you don't love your wife, you got a problem. All right, 29 and 30. No one hates his own body, but lovingly cares for it, just as Christ cares for his body, which is the church. And we are his body. Verse 31 and 32. As the scripture says, a man leaves his father and his mother and is joined to his wife, and the two are united into one. And this is a great mystery, but it is an illustration of the way Christ and the church are one. Now, this is an example of what he's talking about here. In other words, the intimacy that a man and a woman have in their closeness to becoming one. In other words, the longer you live with a man or a woman, the more you know what each other's thinking. Is that true? You just know. You know what your wife's thinking. She knows what you're thinking. You know, it's amazing that after you live with a wife or woman a few years, 10, 20, 30, 40 years, you may walk in one day and you hadn't said a word. And she just reads you like a book and tells you exactly what you're thinking about. How did you know that? She said, well, I just knew. That's what you were thinking about. In other words, is that really when you have become one? Yes. You have lived together so many years that you're thinking like one and everything. And when a man and a woman think like that together and can walk in love like that together, that's an illustration of the way we should be with the King. In other words, once we get His Word in us and we're getting in there day in and day out, what should be coming out of us? The Word. We should be one with Him. His Word's in us. Whenever we pray for people, we should pray in faith, believing the King's going to show up to answer whatever prayer we ask because we're one with Him. We're walking holy in purity. We're not out there seeing how far we can step over here to the left without getting burned. So there's a fire right there. There's a pit and there's blazing fire over there. Let me put my leg right here next to that fire and see how close I can get before it burns my britches. No, I ain't going over there. I want to get out here. If it's cold in the wintertime, I might enjoy a little bit of heat, but I don't want to get close enough to get burned. Guarantee I don't. But by being in this great mystery, that is, we live together as a man and a wife, loving each other, submitting like the Lord says, and doing everything He tells us to do, we will become one in everything. And as we spend time with God in His Word, loving Him and worshiping and praising Him, we become one with Him in the Word.
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website, or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.